Chaturaraka, the fourfold protective contemplations. They will first be recited in Pali and then in English. Buddha nusati metta ce asubham marana sati iti ima chaturaraka bhikkhu bhaveye sileva. A virtuous monk should practice the fourfold protective contemplations, namely, recollection on the Buddha, thoughts on loving kindness, reflection on the impurities, and mindfulness of death. Buddha nusati, recollection on the Buddha. Anantevitteregunam gunatenuseram munim bhaveya buddhima bhikkhu buddha nusati madito savase nekilese so eko sabbe nigatiya ahususutte santanno pujananche sadareho sabbe kalegate dhamme sabbe sammasayam muni sabbakarene bujjitva eko sabbanyutam gato vipassana divichahi sila dicharene hice susamitehi sampanno gagenabehi nayako samageto subantannam amogevaceno ceso dividasapi lokase nyatane riviseseto aneke hi gunoge hi sabbe sato tamo ahu aneke hi upaye hi nare dame dame sice eko sabbase lokase sabbe atanu sasako bhagya isseriyadinam gunanam paremonidi panyase sabbe dame su karuna sabbe jantusu attatanam paratanam sadika gunejetika dayaye pareme chitva panyayatane mudderi utteri sabbe dame ce dayayane ce utteri dissemano pitavas rupekayo acinteyo asare rana nyanade dhamme kaye katavakati. A wise monk meditates on the Buddha's infinite and pervasive virtues as his first contemplation. He practices Buddha Nusati. The Buddha destroyed all defilements by himself. He had an extremely pure mind, being worthy of offerings from the whole world. The Buddha has rightly realized everything in the world relating to all times through his great insight and has attained supreme enlightenment entirely through his own efforts. The leader, the Buddha, has various knowledges such as vipassana as extensive as the sky, and he has perfect conduct and pure virtue. The Buddha has rightly gone to the most blissful state. His speech is very meaningful. He has understood the three worlds, sensual, form, and formless worlds in their entirety. The Buddha has become supreme among all beings. By his manifold qualities, using various strategies, he tamed gods and humans who could be tamed. The Buddha is the great teacher of all beings, the unique instructor to the entire world. He is a noble treasure of qualities such as good fortune and prosperity. The Buddha has perfected wisdom, his compassion extended to all beings. He acted for the benefit of himself and others. He is supreme in all qualities. The Buddha crossed over suffering by the highest wisdom gained through the perfections, and great compassion by realizing the truth. The Buddha helped others to cross over suffering through his great compassion. The beauty of his physical body, full of meritorious marks, is unimaginable. Even when visible, how much more unimaginable is his body of Dhamma with unique wisdom. Metta, loving kindness, meditation. Adupe maya sabbe samsatanam sukhe kametam pasitva kameto metam sabbe sate subhaveye sukhi bhaveyam ni dukko aham nicham maham viya hita ce me sukhi hontu majata chateverino imam hi ga me ketam hi sata hontu suki sada tato paranchera jesu chakevale sujantuno samanta chakevale su satanam te supanino sukino pugela buddha ata bhavagata siyom tata iti puma cheva ariya aneriya piche devanara apayata tata dasa disa suchati. I desire happiness. Others also desire happiness. Having compared oneself with others, one should practice loving kindness towards all beings by realizing that everyone desires happiness. May I be free from sorrow and always be happy. May those who desire my welfare, those who are indifferent towards me, and those who hate me also be happy. May all beings living in this area be well and happy, and those in other countries, in this universe, also be well and happy. May all beings living in the whole universe be well and happy. May each individual who has been born be well and happy. May various types of beings in the whole universe always be well and happy. Likewise, women, men, the noble and ignoble, gods, humans, those in the plains of misery, and those living within the 10 directions, may all these beings be happy. Asubha, meditation on impurities of the body. Avinya nesubham nibham savinya nesubham mimam kayam asubeto pasam asubham bhaveye yati vannesanta negandehi aseyo kaseto tata patikula nikaye me kunepani dvisolasa patitam ha pikunepa je kucham kayeni sitam adero hi uchi tas kayetu kunepetitam milhiki miveka yoyam asuchim hisamutito amto asuchi sampunno punnevacha kutiviya asuchi sandete nicham yatame dekatalika nanakimi kulavaso paka chandenika viya gatte buto roga buto vane buto samuseyo ate kichoti che kucho pabine kune pute moti. Seeing this body as impure, when it is dead without consciousness, and also impure when alive with consciousness, one should meditate on its foulness. The 32 impurities of one's body are disgusting in color and sign, foul smell, position and space, where impure parts connect together. The impurities within the body are most disgusting than those that fall from it, since impurities that fall from the body may touch even pure things. But inner impure parts rest just on impurities. Like a worm born in filth, this body was also born in filth. Like a cesspit that is full, the body is full of filth. Just as fat pours from an overflowing pot, likewise impure things always flow from this body. Like a cesspit full of filth, this body is the home to various kinds of worms. This body suffers from boils, disease, aches, and pain. Like a wound that is incurable, it is extremely repulsive. This impure body indeed is subject to destruction. Maranusati, mindfulness of death. Bhavate di petulyaya sayusandikya keyam parupemaya sampasam bhaveye maranasatim mahasampati sampata yata sada mata ida tata aham marisami marenam mamahe sati upatiya sahe vedam marenam agetam sada marenata ye oka samba de koviya e sati isikam anivatam tam satetam gamenu sukam jivitam udaya atam suriyo viyadavati. Vijubula usava jaleraji parikayam kateko variputase sabetapi avario suyusetam epunyiti buddhi vute junateyam kate simarenam kipam katumadisake kata pachaya nyancheve kalya bahiracha tupateva Mara moram nimisapi mare mano anukenanti. Life passes towards its end, like the flame of a lamp, goes out by the wind. Seeing how others die, applying it to one's own life, one should develop mindfulness of death. Just as beings that once enjoyed great prosperity are now dead, even so, one day I too will die. Death will indeed come to me. Death has followed each and every birth. Therefore, like an executioner, death always seeks an opportunity to destroy my life. Life without stopping a moment, ever keen on moving, runs on towards death, like the sun that travels to set without stopping after its rise. This life comes to an end like a streak of lightning, a bubble of water, a dewdrop on a leaf, or a line drawn on water. Like an enemy, death chases after one constantly. Death can never be avoided by any means. If death could come in an instant, even to supreme Buddhas, private Buddhas, and Arahants, endowed with great glory, prowess, merit, supernormal powers, and wisdom, what could be said for me? Due to the changes of supporting factors, constant injuries arising internally and externally, the life heads towards death, changing every instant. Death will come on in the twinkle of an eye. These are the four things that a contemplative should reflect on every day. The Buddha, metta, loving kindness, the impurities of the body, and mindfulness of death.